Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Nick Hatton. Coming up, Djokovic, Nadal and Federer are all through to the last four in Rome, and England captain Andrew Strauss hits back at his critics. But we'll start with football. The European Champions League final kicks off at 18:45 GMT this Saturday, and you can hear the whole of Bayern Munich against Chelsea live here on the BBC World Service. The programme starts at 18:30 GMT. All the build-up to in Sports World live from Munich, starting at 14 hours GMT. Bayern, the first side to benefit from home advantage since the creation of the Champions League in 1992-93, are looking to be crowned European champions for the fifth time in their history. Chelsea, meanwhile, will be hoping to win the tournament for the very first time. They were runners-up to Manchester United in 2008. For Chelsea interim boss Roberto Di Matteo, it's an uncertain time as he doesn't know if he'll be given the job on a full-time basis. A decision may be made by the club's board on Monday. But the BBC's Mike Ingham says Di Matteo can't be distracted by his future after doing such a good job in turning the club's fortunes around.
All he can be concerned about is now. And I still have to keep pinching myself that we're here with Chelsea, really, in many ways, because, you know, 3 months ago, when they were 3-1 down to Napoli, and Ashley Cole's clearing off the line to keep it at 3-1, it's just an amazing story, and when you think that they finished 25 points behind the two Manchester clubs as well, it is extraordinary. That they were talking a bit about, well, has it all changed, and I think both Lampard and Di Matteo pointed to the game at home to Napoli, first of all, as being a night when things started to change around in terms of mood. And Frank Lampard just said basically what happened here was that he came to us all one-to-one and talked to us and gave it. And I think this was what was missing beforehand, the sort of basic man management, isn't it, you know?
At the turn of the year, all of the talk was of infighting in the Chelsea dressing room, with senior players understood to be unhappy with Andre Villas-Boas, who was eventually sacked. So how have Chelsea turned their season around? Here's striker Didier Drogba.
I think we managed to show to everyone that we're still a very good team. And all these, like Frank, JT, and me, we're still here, and we're still doing our best for the club, for the fans. So really, it was a difficult season. But if we win it tomorrow, everybody will say that it was a fantastic season. So everybody will only remember that Chelsea won the cup if we do.
Bayern Munich are the first side since the European Champions League format was created almost 20 years ago to enjoy home advantage for that final. But does the fact they'll play in their own stadium undermine the fairness of the competition? Their manager, Jupp Heynckes, doesn't believe that it does, and he says there are no favourites.
No, I don't think it's unfair. It has been decided before, and I think my team is owned to play that final in its own stadium.
And so do you treat it like a home match? Do you set out with the mindset of a team that is very much playing at home?
No, it's not a home match. Tickets on those teams, the same amount of tickets, so probably they're going to be the same amount of people from each team. But so it's not a home game as in the Bundesliga, but I think it's a small difference that you, and it's quite an advantage that you play in your own team. You're in the same dressing room before a Bundesliga game, for example, and you can stay in the same hotel like before Bundesliga games or Champions League games.
The former Manchester United and Norway striker Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is talking to Aston Villa about replacing the sacked Alex McLeish as manager. Confirmation of the talks came from Molde, the club that he manages in Norway and whom he led to their first league championship last November. The Swansea City manager Brendan Rodgers has turned down an official approach from Liverpool, who wanted to speak to him about replacing Kenny Dalglish at Anfield. In tennis, Rafa Nadal, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer are all through to the semi-finals at the Rome Masters. Federer, the last of the trio to go through, a match watched by the BBC's Lee James.
There were no heroics for the Rome crowd to savour from their home favourite Andrea Seppi. Roger Federer simply overwhelmed the Italian. In the city that's witnessed many a fierce Federer simply overwhelmed the Italian. In the city that's witnessed many a fierce battle, at least this punishment was over mercifully quickly. Federer dropped just three games in less than an hour on court. There promises to be a real gladiatorial battle to come when Federer faces Novak Djokovic in the semi-final. The world number one felt he played his best set of clay court tennis all year in his 7-5-6-1 victory over Joe Wilfried Tsonga, and will relish the challenge of facing in-form Federer. while Rafael Nadal felt he played one of his best matches on clay, trading intense baseline rallies before edging past Thomas Burdick to set up a meeting with his fellow Spaniard David Ferrer, who's yet to drop a set. While in the women's event, China's Li Na faces Serena Williams, who's on a 17-game winning streak. The defending champion Maria Sharapova takes on Germany's Angelique Kerber.
The England captain Andrew Strauss is 121 not out, as his side were 259 for 3 after 2 days of the first cricket test against the West Indies at Lord's. That's the first innings lead so far of 16 runs. But Strauss's 20th test century, the story of the day, it was his first test 100 since November 2010, since which his form with the bat had left some to question whether he was still worth his place in the side.
As captain, you want to lead from the front, you want to set the example. You don't want people talking about how well you're batting or otherwise, and that's why it was a great feeling of relief, I suppose, to get that 100, and hopefully there are a few more out there as well. You know, I don't read the media, but unfortunately I do have to do quite a lot of press conferences, so I get asked quite a few questions. And, you know, when it is a talking point, the only way for that talking point to disappear or go elsewhere is for you to stand up and perform. And obviously now I feel in good nick and I'm in a good position in the game as well.
Now, the former world record holder for the men's marathon, Haile Gebrselassie, has been speaking to the BBC. That's as he prepares to race over 10 kilometres in Manchester this Sunday. Gebrselassie will not contest the Olympic marathon after failing to achieve the qualifying time, but the twice former Olympic 10,000 metres champion hasn't ruled out competing over that distance on the track at London 2012. Whilst not committing to being at the Games, Gebrselassie will run a 10,000 in the Netherlands on the 27th of May, after which he might have a better idea of what July and August could hold for him.
I believe, you know, just London is going to host, you know, one of the best Olympic Games. I wish, you know, just to take part this year, but I tried all my best and didn't work. 10,000, bit difficult. If I qualify for 10,000 meters, don't forget who will be this year, not only Kenyans and Ethiopians, so also athletes like Mo Farah, they are stronger.
So when you go to Hengda, will you be trying to qualify for the, or are you just going to treat it as just another race?
Let me run, you know, just my own. At least, you know, just to run good time. Of course, if possible, why not? But for me, it looks like, you know, just more for focus on time, to check, you know, myself, how fast I going to run, you know, after many years.
So you haven't ruled it out completely, but, you know, if it happens, it's a bonus.
Ooh, it's wonderful. I will try.
Now, we've already heard about Rafa Nadal's progress at the Rome Tennis, but the former world number one could be a little distracted as the weekend progresses in the Italian capital. He'll be watching the European Champions League final on Saturday night. So does he want Bayern Munich or Chelsea to win?
I love how Bayern Munich played semi-finals, the style of the game. They play aggressive, they play to the attack. But at the same time, my feeling is Chelsea deserves to. They were there fighting for the Champions League 8-9 years, being there year by year. Very unlucky against Manchester United. I remember the last penalty of Terry, so they deserve to be there. They made an incredible effort at semi-finals against Barcelona, so I'm a crazy football fan and I will enjoy the great final against two fantastic teams.
And you can enjoy it too, live here on the BBC World Service this Saturday. All the build-up in Sports World, live from Munich from 14 hours GMT. Then we're back with full match commentary on air from 18:30 GMT. That is 15 minutes before kick-off. Stay with us if you can for all the latest sports news. But for now, that's the latest from the BBC.